There is just one practice question to complete this session.
We are told that Harry, Ian and John were in partnership, originally sharing profits 40%, 35%, 25%. They had acquired the goodwill of the partnership for £60,000 in January 2000. The partners agreed to change the capital sharing ratios with effect from the 1st of December 2006. Thereafter, capital profits were shared 50, 40, 10 between Harry, Ian and John. Following the change in agreement, Harry's share went up to 50%. Therefore, he is treated as having acquired an additional 10% interest in the goodwill on the 1st of December 2006. Similarly, Ian is treated as having acquired an additional 5% interest on the same date. As John's share has gone down, he is treated as having disposed of a 15% share in the partnership goodwill. As the goodwill was not revalued in the partnership accounts in December 2006, this disposal by John will take place at no gain, no loss. Let us first put together John's capital gains tax computation in December 2006. John is deemed to have sold his 15% share to Harry and Ian for proceeds of £9,000. The goodwill originally cost £60,000 in January 2000. As John is disposing of a 15% interest, his base cost is £9,000. The £9,000 paid by Harry and Ian is treated as enhancement expenditure for CGT purposes. As Harry acquires a 10% interest, his enhancement expenditure is 10/15 of the £9,000, being £6,000. Ian's enhancement expenditure is 5/15 of the deemed proceeds, being £3,000. We next need to calculate the partners' respective base costs. The goodwill originally cost £60,000, split 40% to Harry, 35% to Ian, and 25% to John. An adjustment to the base cost is made on the no gain, no loss disposal in December 2006. John's base cost goes down by £9,000, whilst Harry and Ian's base cost goes up by their enhancement expenditures of £6,000 and £3,000 respectively. The revised base costs are now as per your screen. Finally, let's calculate the capital gain on the sale of the goodwill on the 31st of March 2011. The proceeds are split 50% to Harry, 40% to Ian, and 10% to John. We calculated the partners' base costs on the previous page, and these should now have reappeared on your screen. Each partner will be able to claim entrepreneur's relief as they are no longer involved in the partnership. This concludes this lecture on further aspects of partnership capital gains.